When Laurie and Mrs. Bienert asked me to speak at the celebration of Matt's life, I was greatly honored. Matt was a friend that I was privileged to know and to stand beside every day as young pilots, as grown men, as he dedicated his heart and unconditional love to Laurie, and today as we remember. As you all have been blessed with knowing Matt, my first introduction to him was at Mount Royal College. I remember the morning vividly when we first met. It was at Springbank Airport for a student flight together. I remember him greeting me with what later became so familiar, a solid handshake and that warm smile that is forever etched in my memory. From that day on, Matt was someone who I admired. Our friendship grew from two guys who shared the same passion for flying and extended to our families, our friends, and closest loved ones. In aviation, the term captain connotes someone who's in command, admired, accountable, respected, and respectful, noble, and possesses the internal desire for perfection. Matt not only demonstrated these qualities as an aviator, but as a friend, a brother, a son, and a husband. He lived his life a captain. Of the many things I appreciated from our friendship, one was Matt's passion for everything he did. His priorities were simple: family, friends, and flying. In the 11 years of knowing Matt, he demonstrated and shared his true love for these three things relentlessly, and I was fortunate to be part of. It may be difficult to truly understand a pilot's passion for flying, so I'd like to read a poem by Flight Lieutenant John Gillespie McGee that Matt once read for his Uncle Ab. It is entitled High Flight, and after reading it myself, I know it represents Matt's passion for flying. To you, my friend, a poem that you're so deeply familiar with. Oh, I've slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you have not dreamed of. Wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up, the long, delirious, burning blue, where never lark or ever eagle flew. And while with silent, lifting mind I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space, put my hand out and touched the face of God. Matthew, you'll be dearly missed and forever remembered. And God has planted eternity in the human heart.